chair?
Yes.
Keith? Why don't you sit down, Keith?
All right, Betty's here. We can adjourn the meeting. All right, why don't we real quickly go around the room in case somebody doesn't know somebody. My name is Rich Williams. I am currently president of the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation, supervisor of the town of Patterson, and soon to be taking over Kent, Bedford, and Portland.
What is that?
Kevin Fitzpatrick, director of engineering, East of Hudson Watershed.
Linda Matera, East of Hudson Watershed, office manager.
Chris Shaw, Renan Shaw Baldero, counsel for the EOH.
Tony, Southview supervisor?
Warren Lucas, North Salem supervisor, somebody stole my goddamn son. I probably brought it to home.
Joanne Daly, town of Pauling, MS4 coordinator.
Keith Jagera, East Hudson. Rob Scrown, town of Somer supervisor.
Tom Diana, town of Yorktown supervisor.
Jackie Nabi, town of Valley supervisor.
Vinny Tamani, Putnam County.
Tony Gonsalves, supervisor, town of Lewisboro.
Mike Cesari, town of Carmel, supervisor.
Warren Lucas, East Hudson Watershed, watershed planner.
Janet Anderson, planning board, town of Lewisboro, general public, water fanatic.
Something. And the last but not least, how did everyone?
Oh, there you are.
Hey.
We're just introducing everybody to everybody, so you can say,
Vincent Giorgio with the New York City DEP.
And he's here to help us.
Always.
No.
Well, you're going through the certiorari, I'm going through it, so we'll get through it, I don't know.
All right, can I get a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Keith?
All right, financials that are included in here are as of March 31st. They will work since by the time the patent went out. In the balance sheet there, we have a total amount of just under $15 million, $14,950,000 in total cash and investment, of which $9,929,000 is valuated. The remainder of it. All I have for financials, unless someone has a question or comment about it.
Any questions? All right,
the next section is the tax returns, the final copies of the Form 990 and the Chair 500 that's due to be filed. They're complete. We met with the audit committee. They recommended the approval. Executive committee who approved it. Just need to have Rich sign it at this copy here, and we'll do a conference transmitted. The Chart 500, as soon as the 990 is transmitted, will be uploaded to the state of New York by our CPA firm, and they will send both myself and Rich an electronic signature form where we have to go on to have them sign.
This is the pin number here.
All right, can I get a motion to authorize submission of the tax returns and authorize the chairman to sign the Chart 500?
I'll make those two motions, or one motion, I guess.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
You're up.
Reporting and compliance dates. So far, we've met all of the due dates on the front of this. We are waiting for three more O&M checks to arrive before we can reimburse.
What towns are you waiting for?
North Salem.
Well, I'm like $35 or something.
Yeah, you got change. You got money.
You bring your wallet?
Huh?
Did you bring your wallet?
I do. I have my wallet.
Okay, we're good.
Portland and Newcastle.
So ours was approved. You'll get it. Should have it today. It's good Tuesday. Next Monday.
And then as far as the compliance goes for board members, we have just three left and we're chopping away at them. So other than that, that's everything. Anyone have any questions?
I just didn't even hear what you said. The last one, you have three left of what?
Compliance on the back, three more members, yeah.
And those are, I want to make sure I'm not on the list.
So, no, you're not on the list. We have Kevin Byrne, we're waiting for his ABO board member training.
Okay.
Lisa Katz owes us a board evaluation and conflict of interest.
I'll tell Lisa and Mike.
Great, thank you. Yep, that's it.
So, just a kind of a curious question, the financial disclosures, I see that you've got listed off Rich Franzetti and then the staff that's here have all done their financial disclosures, but nobody else.
Well, so what happens is the county initiates that, and then they send a list of those who have not done it, like every 2 months, so I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, Kevin, you're up. Project updates.
Okay, we are starting construction on or installation of three projects to close out the spring months and completing four others to shorten up our list here. Projects we're closing out are in Newcastle, North Salem, and the last one in Yorktown. We were hoping to go to bid on a few more projects over the summer. Some have to wait until the tree clearing restrictions have been lifted by the DEC, unfortunately. But we can at least have it prepared and ready so that come November 1st, when those restrictions are gone, we have the project we can roll right out with. A few others, we are waiting for responses from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the state to see whether or not we can get assistance. Those projects are located outside of the FAD basins where, as you all know, we need any financial help that we can get within the Westchester counties and in those limited areas within Putnam. We're more than happy to receive, and Army Corps has been very good in the past about working with us with those. So there's about three projects that we are looking to enroll in the summer as well to get some help with.
Well, I think there's some money from the DEP that we're expecting also, right? Is in the document?
I have not heard a word. I know there is money.
Yeah,
I
talked to Mike Myers a little while ago about some of the stuff. And he said that it's dependent on Newey Pink. And you guys have the contracts done with them? And that's, he expected another month or so.
Yeah, I mean, the number $10 million is being filtered down from the state through DEP to the locals.
Yeah,
it's part of a larger grant. I don't know what the hold up is. There's
yeah, well, what you told me is
it's ongoing between DEP and DEC in terms of, you know, how that relates to the work. And then once those issues are worked out.
What he did, what Mike did tell me is he wanted it to come directly to us. He didn't want to go through the county, which is good. But we may not get it all. They have to pay it out over a couple of years. So I don't know if we would get it all at once. But their new pick is, how do you pronounce the damn?
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay. So it's the New England something or other. It's the one that's doing the water stuff, and they're handling all the capital projects for the DEP.
I'm not sure if this grant is going to the DEP or not. If I told you that, I guess I'm going
to. Okay. Well, then Mike may not have known at the time, but he said the New England stuff is going to be done for a little bit.
Internally, while we knew about that, internally we're not projecting. We're not going to include that within our kind of operating budget.
Money,
but it's We'll be happy to receive that in the future, but we were acknowledging that it's not coming in July. You know, there's going to be some time before we see that. There are no new updates that have been given to us from the DEC regarding the upcoming stormwater permit, but we are anxious to see the requirements and hope that it'll be coming out within the next few months. We had heard multiple times June was a target, but we've also haven't seen any new notifications from them. So hopefully we'll have a new watershed implementation plan and be able to start putting our eyes towards the future in short order. Perhaps.
So if I can just bring up the one in North sale, I sent you some pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the riprap right where the pipes come out, we have to put some big rocks there that's going to wash out. They're not large rocks. They're not big enough.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a look.
Yeah, okay. We have the problem, as I was saying, over the sunset, it washed out. And then I think I read or read one of those. So.
Moving on. Yep. Okay, so the next topic to hit on is that the wastewater study update. As you all know, we have contracted with Water and Current to take a look at all the needs throughout the watershed for each individual municipality. We provided a short update from all the towns that they've spoken with. It was not included in the original packet, but you'll see it on the table in front of you. As a memo that came in from Gordon Kern. Happy to circulate that. It only came in this morning, so we weren't able to circulate it ahead of time. But the short of it is they gave a little update on each individual town they spoke with, and what it maps out is that everybody is at different points in the race, for sure. They expect to give us a more substantial report in upcoming months and weeks to try to map out exactly a recommendation that they think would best serve everybody. There are many towns that only need upgrades to their infrastructure. There are many towns that want full wastewater treatment plants because it's a study that they've been conducting over the last decade or so. A lot of the information that they originally, that Woodcourt originally received had changed or needed to be updated once they spoke with all the individual towns. So there's been a little bit of a moving target as they've tried to lay the groundwork for what's the best recommendation for everybody. But they have offered a few municipalities assistance, I believe, with upcoming WQIP grants, because there are some folks they felt were much closer to the finish line for maybe qualifying for funding that's coming up. I let them know that while that is a great offer, that's something that would have to be done outside of our work plan and contract. That's not something that we had originally planned for. But so if anybody has been speaking to Warden Kern and they've offered those services, know that that's not something that is part of our contract with the state.
Which ones did they say were further along? Did they mention them?
They mentioned Carmel, Kent, and Cortland as three. I'd have to look, take another harder look at if there's whether or not there's any other ones. But
Carmel, Kent, and Cortland. I have Cortland on here. You have Carmel and Kent on.
That's why I was asking.
It's on the back.
Yeah, on the back. They just they mentioned other upcoming work.
Oh.
Did they speak to the village or the town of Pond?
I'd have to reach out specifically.
Places, yeah. Some folks yeah. Didn't get back to us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
I just met with them about a week ago.
Okay.
So, can we get a schedule from them about, you know, what they're doing next?
Yes.
Because
it sure would have been beneficial if it was out before the CWSRF stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But this seems to be taking an awful long time, just the preliminary work.
Yeah, well, what happened, I reached out to Kevin. I said, nobody's contacting me at all. And Ken Colbert is the engineer, who I'm very familiar with. Ken is, he was one of the younger guys that helped build the Peach Lake Sewer Plant. So I reached out to him, and he said, meeting up. But, you know, I think the comment was, people aren't getting back to him when they call. Nobody called me. I've been waiting for him.
So I see Southeast is not here. Anybody contact you?
No.
I'm not out here. I'm wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Fair
well, maybe we should just, you and I or whoever else, but get on a call with them.
I agree. But I was hoping to get a schedule first to say, where are you? Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, the CWSRF grants are now open, right? They're closing, I think, sometime the end of July.
Yeah, but you have to have had a preliminary report done. For the most part, so I mean,
also, you mean you do have Brewster on there too, right?
That's the village.
Yeah, that's the village, but I mean, is that the village considering the new development plans for the village and what's going on with sewer there?
That I wouldn't know.
Their sewer has to be pretty good shape, though, right?
What's that?
Doesn't their sewer have to be in pretty good shape?
They have a three-phase project right now, and they don't have enough sewer for them for the upcoming phases.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole other new look. I just want to make sure we're looking at this, you know, for the long term, and not just something that's.
So what's happening is Wooden Current is supposed to reach out. I don't think they've done a very good job at that. And if they have, they haven't come back. I don't know if they've come back to us and said we can't get in touch with these people.
We've actually been engaged with them. We've had several meetings, Zoom meetings, actually came to my office.
Yeah, they came around.
So we as far as the Lewisboro projects, we've been engaged. Yeah. But maybe it's because, you know, we're pushing. Maybe.
They should probably reach out to, if you're on the phone with them, and tell them to call planning, because Barbara Barossa has a whole...
Planning where? Canada, Brewster.
Yeah. Because we're not only Brewster, but we're also doing a sewer diversion to Danbury.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on.
Is Danbury good with that, by the way?
They're great. They passed the resolution, gave us the LOI already.
Yeah. They have like a 42 million gallon capacity.
Wow.
But they weren't using it.
Wow.
They were like 7 million or something at the time when I talked to them years ago.
They're all connected. The reason why it's important is that may be a catalyst for a conversation. And maybe the village of Brewster doesn't have the whole story. They're just thinking of the village of Brewster. And the future development is very important to the county executive, to county executive Byrne.
With all due respect to the village of Brewster, I keep seeing everything getting channeled into the village of Brewster, and it's about time it gets channeled to the town of Patterson. So
I'm with you.
I am definitely going to have a conversation with him, and I want a freaking schedule.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rich. Sure. And actually, we talked before the meeting. You're right.
You know. Again, no disrespect to anybody. You know, they can get what they can get, but I've been hearing about everything going to the village of Brewster for... Mary Ellen, that's all she knew about, was the village of Brewster.
Bob Bondi, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So. Well, we got some talk, because they've got some around age, too.
Yeah. So. All right. Anything else? We good with that?
Yep.
O&M program update?
Program update. As Linda mentioned previously, we still have the three towns which have to submit. We cannot submit to Westchester County for reimbursement for Westchester County municipalities without those payments. So it sounds like North Salem is taking care of those in short order. Newcastle told us they were issuing the payment, I believe it was earlier this week on Tuesday, but we have to address it still with Cortland. So we will reach out to those folks because we know that Westchester County wants to make sure they take care of everybody and get that done, but we cannot move forward without Cortland at this point. So we'll continue moving with that. The first request for submittals from all the municipalities for any O&M that's taking place in the spring has come and passed. We encourage everybody to continue doing work. We did not receive anything. That doesn't mean it didn't get done, but we didn't receive anything from any folks. So please make sure that whoever is responsible entity within your municipality, that the maintenance is beginning, or in the very least beginning, if not continuing, into the year. As we ramp up our inspections coming into the summer, we hope to see good progress.
Good.
Yep.
We got a summer intern.
We have a summer intern. Let me get back to the paperwork. Okay. We over the winter went out and requested some resumes for summer intern for the upcoming season. The job description would be to assist us with O&M inspections. We'll expose the individual to any. Design review and work that we have come in over the course of the next few months, but the biggest goal is to get eyes out there on the roads and on these treatment projects to help us better give feedback to the municipalities. We have selected a candidate, Sophia Harrison, who's a local student here in Patterson. We are going to have her on for 24 hours a week over the course of summer. Days are dependent on schedule, 3 days a week. We'll fit them in as needed for about 12 weeks at a pay rate of $20 an hour. That's it. Do we need a resolution?
Oh, we sure do. Can we get a motion to approve hiring summer intern as described by Kevin?
And what's her name?
Sophia Harrison.
I'll make the motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll get the summer intern. All right, other business. Any other business?
I have two things. I delivered to Kevin the land acquisition map from Dave Spias. And there's, I think, some opportunities there. We should maybe look at it in a work session. But there's a lot of New York City DEP property that are owned that I would imagine would have some low-hanging fruit and be some maybe some low-cost projects for us. So there, I ordered the shape files for you.
Great.
So you should be getting something soon on that. And then the other thing, and I'm sure maybe some of the Westchester County supervisors are aware of it, but for Putnam County, they're going to be shutting down, and this is maybe something to keep in the back of our mind when we're doing maintenance, but they're going to be shutting down the Delaware section of the coming into the reservoirs for repairs in July. And all of the reservoirs are going to experience unprecedented low levels. So if you're talking about like riprap and getting into those areas to fix things, maybe that's an opportunity. But it's also going to have an impact. There's not going to be any ice fishing. There's not going to be any of that.
How long is this going to last?
About a year.
Is everybody aware of the Zoom meeting tomorrow?
Yes. I was just going to say there's a Zoom meeting tomorrow.
It's kind of not hit anybody's radar, and it is going to have a real impact to a lot of town like Kent. That has anglers and sporting shops and those kinds of things. Those are
the things. What we realized a long time ago when they did the work on the Titicus and dropped it down to its original river, I have a water system up on a hill not too far away, and the aquifer levels dropped substantially. So I was out of water, marginally.
The Department of State is handling some of the coordination of the Sportsman's Advisory Council, which I've served on. But they're only having these educational or public hearings down in White Plains, and I complain for Putnam anyway, that nobody's going to travel down to White Plains to hear about what's going on when you drop the level of a reservoir. But it is a very serious impact.
So it's east of Hudson, all of east of Hudson, or just the ones?
The Delaware line, if you look at where the Delaware...
Well, there's a tunnel, but it doesn't touch Titicus, so I assume Titicus is...
It's a whole east of Hudson... Be a reservoir system. They're going to be using that, you know, as an offset for the water that's coming down out of the Delaware right now. We've known this has been coming for years.
Yeah. They canceled it in 2020 and got delayed. Now it's happening in July. And they didn't get out with the public information until this month. So, New York City.
So do you know... Do they have any ideas of what levels the different reservoirs will be at different times?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows.
Because I'm really concerned about water in nursing homes.
I have links, which I'll send you, which DEP sent me. And I'll send them over to, maybe I'll send them to you and you can just distribute them.
Sure. Analwalt will be at full capacity by the 15th.
No.
Analwalt will be at full capacity by the 15th of May.
What is full capacity? Why is that?
Because you're talking about the Catskill Aqueduct shutdown? Yeah, so they have the Analwalt Reservoir has to get to full capacity by then to help offset it. So it'll be at full capacity by May 15th.
One of our town water districts, Brewster Heights, draws from the reservoir. So we've been under it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Having that contingency fund just in case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you understand, obviously, you know, when you pump a well down in the neighborhood, a new well, you have to measure the impact level. And, you know, who obviously there's leakage, right? So we realized that when you dropped it, I think it was 2011 when you redid the dam down there, or whatever year was a while ago. So that's my major concern. I didn't realize you were dropping them all that far, but you're really using the water in them, so they're going to be drained.
There's going to be access problems for people who use it for recreational boating.
I'm not worried. I mean, that's a problem, but I'm not worried as much as that as I am about it.
And one good thing with all the rain we've had lately, it's much higher than normal at this point in time.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just an FYI.
Thanks. Thank you. Anyone else? Motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming out.
Great.
Good. Is everybody pretty much here?
Yes.
Keith? You can sit down, Keith.
All right, Biddy's here. We can adjourn the meeting.
All right, why don't we real quickly go around the room in case somebody doesn't know somebody. My name is Rich Williams. I am currently president of the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation, supervisor of the town of Patterson, and soon to be taking over Kent, Bedford, and Portland.
What is that?
Kevin Fitzpatrick, director of engineering, East of Hudson Watershed.
Linda Matera, East of Hudson Watershed, office manager.
Chris Shaw, Renan Shaw Paldero, counsel for the EOH.
Tony, Southeast supervisor?
Warren Lucas, North Salem supervisor, somebody stole my goddamn son. I probably brought it to home.
Joanne Daly, Town of Pauling, MS4 coordinator.
Keith Jagera, East Hudson. Rob Scrum, Town of Somer supervisor.
Tom Diana, Town of Yorktown supervisor.
Jackie Nabi, Town of Valley supervisor.
Benny Tamani, Putnam County.
Tony Gonsalves, supervisor, Town of Lewisboro.
Mike Cesari, Town of Carmel supervisor.
Warren Lucas, East Hudson Watershed, Watershed Planner.
Janet Anderson, Planning Board, Town of Lewisboro, General Public, Water Fanatic.
Something. And the last but not least, how did everyone?
Oh, there you are!
Hey.
We're just introducing everybody to everybody, so you can say,
Vincent Giorgio with the New York City DEP.
And he's here to help us.
Always.
No.
Well, you're going through the certiorari, I'm going through that.
All right, can I get a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Keith?
All right, financials that are included in here are as of March 31st. They will work finished by the time the patent went out. In the balance sheet there, we have a total amount of just under $15 million, $14,950,000 in total cash and investments, of which $9,929,000 is tabulated. The remainder of it.
Any questions?
All right. The next section is the tax returns, the final copies of the Form 990 and the Chart 500 that's due to be filed. They're complete. We met with the audit committee. They recommended the approval. Executive committee who approved it. Just need to have Rich sign it at this copy here, and we'll do a transmission. The Chart 500, as soon as the 990 is transmitted, will be uploaded to the state of New York by our CPA firm, and they will send both myself and Rich an electronic signature form where we have to go on to have them sign.
This is the PIN number here.
That's for the federal. That's for the state.
Yeah,
that's done.
Can I get a motion to authorize submission of the tax returns and authorize the chairman to sign the charge 500?
I'll make those two motions, or one motion, is this?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You're up.
Reporting in compliance states. So far, we've met all of the due dates on the front of this. We are waiting for three more O&M checks to arrive before we can reimburse.
What towns are you waiting for?
North Salem.
Well, I'm like $35 or something.
Yeah, you've got change. You got money.
Bring your wallet? Huh? Did you bring your wallet?
I do. I have my wallet.
Okay, we're good.
Cortland and Newcastle.
So ours wasn't approved. You'll get it. Should have it today. It's approved Tuesday. Next Monday.
And then as far as the compliance goes for board members, we have just three left, and we're chopping away at them. So other than that, that's everything. Anyone have any questions?
I just didn't even hear what you said. The last one, you have three left of what?
Compliance on the back, three more members, yep.
And those are, I want to make sure I'm not on the list.
So, no, you're not on the list. We have Kevin Byrne. We're waiting for his ABO board member training.
Okay.
Lisa Katz owes us a board evaluation and conflict of interest.
I'll tell Lisa and Mike.
Great, thank you. Yep, that's it.
So, just a kind of a curious question. The financial disclosures, I see that you've got listed all Rich Franzetti and then the staff that's here have all done their financial disclosures, but nobody else.
Well, so what happens is the county initiates that, and then they send a list of those who have not done it, like every 2 months, so I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, Kevin, you're up. Project updates.
Okay, we are starting construction on or installation of three projects to close out the spring months and completing four others to shorten up our list here. Projects we're closing out are in Newcastle, North Salem, and the last one in Yorktown. We were hoping to go to bid on a few more projects over the summer. Some have to wait until the tree clearing restrictions have been lifted by the DEC, unfortunately. But we can at least have it prepared and ready so that come November 1st, when those restrictions are gone, we have a project we can roll right out with. A few others, we are waiting for responses from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the state to see whether or not we can get assistance. Those projects are located outside of the FAD basins where, as you all know, we need any financial help that we can get within the Westchester counties and in those limited areas within Putnam. We're more than happy to receive, and Army Corps has been very good in the past about working with us with those. So there's about three projects that we are looking to unroll in the summer as well to get some help with.
Well, I think there's some money from the DEP that we're expecting also, right? Is in the document?
I have not heard a word. I know there is money.
Yeah,
you know?
And I talked to Mike Myers a little while ago about some of the stuff. And he said that it's dependent on NUIPIN. And you guys have the contracts done with them? And he expected another month.
Yeah, I mean, another $10 million is being filtered down from the state through DEP to the local state.
Yeah,
it's part of a larger grant. I don't know what the holdup is.
Yeah, well, what he told me is
it's ongoing between DEP and DEC in terms of, you know, how that relates to the and once those issues are worked out.
What he did, what Mike did tell me is he wanted it to come directly to us. He didn't want to go through the county, which is good.
Right.
But we may not get it all. They have to pay it out over a couple of years. So I don't know if we would get it all at once. But their new pick is, how do you pronounce the damn?
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay. So it's the New England something or other. It's the one that's doing the water stuff, and they're handling all the capital projects for the DEP.
I'm not sure if this grant is going through my pick or not. If I told you that, I guess I'm going
to... Okay, well, then Mike may not have known at the time, but he said the New England stuff is going to be done for a little bit.
Internally, while we knew about that, internally, we're not projecting, we're not going to include that within our no, kind of operating budget, money, but it's, I mean, yeah, it's, we'll be happy to receive that in the future, but we were acknowledging that it's not going, it's not coming in July. You know, there's going to be some time before we see that. There are no new updates that have been given to us from the DEC regarding the upcoming stormwater permit, but we are anxious to see the requirements and hope that it'll be coming out within the next few months. We had heard multiple times June was a target, but we also haven't seen any new notifications from them. So hopefully we'll have a new watershed implementation plan and be able to start putting our eyes towards the future in short order. Perhaps.
So if I could just bring up the one in North Salem, I sent you some pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the riprap right where the pipes come out, we have to put some big rocks there that's going to wash out. They're not large rocks. They're not big enough.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a look.
Yeah, okay. We have the problem, as I was saying, over in Sunset, it washed out. And then I think I read it.
Moving on. Yep. Okay, so the next topic to hit on is that the wastewater study update. As you all know, we have contracted with Woodard and Curran to take a look at all the needs throughout the watershed for each individual municipality. We provided a short update from all the towns that they've spoken with. It was not included in the original packet, but you'll see it on the table in front of you. As a memo that came in from Woodard and Curran. Happy to circulate that. It only came in this morning, so we weren't able to circulate it ahead of time. But the short of it is they gave a little update on each individual town they spoke with, and what it maps out is that everybody is at different points in the race, for sure. They expect to give us a more substantial report in upcoming months and weeks to try to map out exactly a recommendation that they think would best serve everybody. There are many towns that only need upgrades to their infrastructure. There are many towns that want full wastewater treatment plants because it's a study that they've been conducting over the last decade or so. A lot of the information that Woodard and Curran originally received had changed or needed to be updated once they spoke with all the individual towns. So there's been a little bit of a moving target as they've tried to lay the groundwork for what's the best recommendation for everybody. But they have offered a few municipalities assistance, I believe, with upcoming WQIP grants, because there are some folks they felt were much closer to the finish line for maybe qualifying for funding that's coming up. I let them know that while that is a great offer, that's something that would have to be done outside of our work plan and contract. That's not something that we had originally planned for. But so if anybody has been speaking to Woodard and Curran and they've offered those services, know that that's not something that is part of our contract with the state.
Which ones did they say were further along?
They mentioned Carmel, Kent, and Cortland as three. I'd have to take another harder look at if there's whether or not there's any other ones. But
Carmel, Kent, and Cortland. I have Cortland on here. You have Carmel and Kent on.
That's why I was asking.
On the back.
Yeah, on the back. They just they mentioned other upcoming work.
Oh.
Did they speak to the village or the town of Fawn?
I'd have to reach out specifically.
A bunch of places, yes. Some folks yeah. didn't get back to us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
I just met with them about a week ago.
Okay.
So, can we get a schedule from them about, you know, what they're doing next?
Yes.
Because
it sure would have been beneficial if it was out before the CWSRF stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But this seems to be taking an awful long time, just the preliminary work.
Yeah, well, what happened, I reached out to Kevin. I said, nobody's contacting me at all. And Ken Colbert is the engineer, who I'm very familiar with. Ken is, he was one of the younger guys that helped build the Peach Lake Sewer Plant. So I reached out to him, and he said, meeting up. But, you know, I think the comment was people aren't getting back to him when they call. Nobody called me. I've been waiting for him.
So I see Southeast is not here. Anybody contact you?
No.
I'm not out here. I wonder what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Fair
well, maybe we should just, you and I or whoever else, but get on a call with him. And...
I agree. But I was hoping to get a schedule first to say, where are you? What are you doing?
Well, the CWS Earth Grants are now open, right? They're closing, I think, sometime the end of July.
Yeah, but you have to have had a preliminary report done for the most part. So, I mean,
also, well, you mean you do have Brewster on there too, right?
That's the village.
Yeah, that's the village, but, I mean, is that the village, considering the new development plans for the village and what's going on with sewer there?
That I wouldn't know.
Their sewer has to be pretty good shape, though, right?
What's that?
Doesn't their sewer have to be pretty good shape?
They have a three-phase project right now, and they don't have enough sewer for the upcoming phases.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole other new look. I just want to make sure we're looking at this, you know, for the long term, and not just something that's.
So what's happening is Wood and Current is supposed to reach out. I don't think they've done a very good job at that, and if they have, they haven't come back. I don't know if they've come back to us and said we can't get in touch with these people.
We've actually been engaged with them. We've had several meetings, Zoom meetings, actually came to my office.
Yeah, they came around.
So we as far as the Lewisboro projects, we've been engaged. Yeah. But maybe it's because, you know, we're pushing. Maybe.
They should probably reach out to, if you're on the phone with them, and tell them to call planning, because Barbara Barossa has a home.
Planning where? Canada, Brewster.
Yeah. Because we're not only Brewster, but we're also doing a sewer diversion to Danbury.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on.
Is Danbury good with that, by the way?
They're great. They passed the resolution, gave us the LOI already.
Yeah. They have like a 42 million gallon capacity.
Wow.
But they weren't using it.
Wow.
They were like 7 million or something at the time when I talked to them years ago.
They're all connected. The reason why it's important is that may be a catalyst for a conversation. And maybe the village of Brewster doesn't have the whole story. They're just thinking of the village of Brewster. And the future development is very important to the county executive, to county executive Burr.
With all due respect to the village of Brewster, I keep seeing everything getting channeled into the village of Brewster, and it's about time it gets channeled to the town of Patterson. So
I'm with you.
I am definitely going to have a conversation with him, and I want a freaking schedule.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rich. Sure. And actually, we talked before the meeting. You're right.
You know, again, no disrespect to anybody. You know, they can get what they can get, but I've been hearing about everything going to the village of Brewster for... Mary Ellen, that's all she knew about was the village of Brewster.
Bob Bondi too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So well, we got some talk because they've got some of our needs too.
Yeah. So. All right. Anything else? Oh, we good with that?
Yep.
O&M program update?
Program update. As Linda mentioned previously, we still have the three towns which have to submit. We cannot submit to Westchester County for reimbursement for Westchester County municipalities without those payments. So it sounds like North Salem is taking care of those in short order. Newcastle told us they were issuing the payment, I believe it was earlier this week on Tuesday, but we have to address it still with Cortland. So we will reach out to those folks because we know that Westchester County wants to make sure they take care of everybody and get that done, but we cannot move forward without Cortland at this point. So we'll continue moving with that. The first request for submittals from all the municipalities for any O&M that's taking place in the spring has come and passed. We encourage everybody to continue doing work. We did not receive anything. That doesn't mean it didn't get done, but we didn't receive anything from any folks. So please make sure that whoever is responsible entity within your municipality, that the maintenance is beginning, or in the very least beginning, if not continuing, into the year. As we ramp up our inspections coming into the summer, we hope to see good progress.
Good?
Yep.
You got a
summer intern. We have a summer intern. Paperwork. Okay. We, over the winter, went out and requested some resumes for summer intern for the upcoming season. The job description would be to assist us with O&M inspections to, we'll expose the individual to any design review and work that we have come in over the course of the next few months. But the biggest goal is to get eyes out there on the roads and on these treatment projects to help us better give feedback to the municipalities. We have selected a candidate, Sophia Harrison, who's a local student here in Patterson. We are going to have her on for 24 hours a week over the course of summer. Days are dependent on schedule, 3 days a week. We'll fit them in as needed for about 12 weeks at a pay rate of $20 an hour. That's it. Do we need a resolution?
Oh, we sure do. Can we get a motion to approve hiring summer intern as described by Kevin?
And what's your name?
Sophia Harrison.
I'll make the motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Get your summer intern. All right, other business. Any other business?
I have two things. I delivered to Kevin the land acquisition map from Dave Spies. And there's, I think, some opportunities there. We should maybe look at it in a work session. But there's a lot of New York City DEP property that are owned that I would imagine would have some low-hanging fruit and be some maybe some low-cost projects for us. So there, I ordered the shape files for you.
Great.
So you should be getting something soon on that. And then the other thing, and I'm sure maybe some of the Westchester County supervisors are aware of it, but for Putnam County, they're going to be shutting down, and this is maybe something to keep in the back of our mind when we're doing maintenance, but they're going to be shutting down the Delaware section of the coming into the reservoirs for repairs in July. And all of the reservoirs are going to experience unprecedented low levels. So if you're talking about like riprap and getting into those areas to fix things, maybe that's an opportunity. But it's also going to have an impact. There's not going to be any ice fishing. There's not going to be any of that.
How long is this going to last?
About a year.
Is everybody aware of the Zoom meeting tomorrow?
Yes. I was just going to say there's a Zoom meeting tomorrow.
It's kind of not hit anybody's radar, and it is going to have a real impact to a lot of town like Kent. That has anglers and sporting shops and those kinds of things. Those are things.
What we realized a long time ago when they did the work on the Titicus and dropped it down to its original river, I have a water system up on a hill not too far away, and the aquifer levels dropped substantially. So I was out of water, marginally.
The Department of State is handling some of the coordination of the Sportsman's Advisory Council, which I've served on. But they're only having these educational or public hearings down in White Plains, and I complain for Putnam anyway, that nobody's going to travel down to White Plains to hear about what's going on when you drop the level of a reservoir. But it is a very serious impact.
So it's east of Hudson, all of east of Hudson, or just the ones?
The Delaware line, if you look at where the Delaware...
Well, it goes to the but it doesn't touch Titicus, so some Titicus is...
It's a whole east of Hudson... reservoir system. They're going to be using that, as an offset for the water that's coming down out of the Delaware right now. We've known this has been coming for years.
Yeah. They canceled it in 2020 and got delayed. Now it's happening in July. And they didn't get out with the public information until this month. So, New York City.
So do you know... do they have any ideas of what levels the different reservoirs will be at different times?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows.
I have
because I'm really concerned about water in nursing homes and
I have links, which I'll send you, which DEP sent me, and I'll send them over to, maybe I'll send them to you and you can just distribute them.
Sure. Animal Walk will be at full capacity by the 15th.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Animal Walk will be at full capacity by the 15th of May.
What is full capacity? What way is that?
Because you're talking about the Catskill Aqueduct shutdown? Yeah, so they have to, the Animal Walk Reservoir has to get to full capacity by then to help offset it. So it'll be at full capacity by May 15th.
One of our town watered the Chick Spruce Heights draws from reservoir. So we've been under it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Having that contingency plan just in case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you understand, obviously, you know, when you pump a well down in the neighborhood, a new well, you have to measure the impact level. And, you know, who would have thought, but obviously when you have a huge body of water that's 90 feet deep there, the level of the aquifer right adjacent to it is, obviously there's leakage, right? So we realized that when you dropped it, I think it was 2011 when you redid the dam down there, or whatever year was a while ago. So that's my major concern. I didn't realize you would drop them all that far, but you're really using the water, so they're going to be drained.
There's going to be access problems for people who use it for recreational boating.
I'm not worried. I mean, that's a problem, but I'm not worried as much as that as I am about it.
And one good thing with all the rain we've had lately, it's much higher than normal at this point in time.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just an FYI. Nice.
Thank you. Anyone else? Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming out.